Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The first baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Roer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Billy Roer. And now, play ball. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up towards first. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski, who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rohr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rohr strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill bunts towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Salmon scores. Gill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Siebert hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ryan juggles the ball. That's an error on Ryan. Gill scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, throws to second, with Petrocelli covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rohr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rohr is 0-for-1 in the game. Rohr strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli misplays the ball. That's an error on Petrocelli. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive towards first. Scott catches it and steps on first to double up Colavito. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves is hit by the pitch. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. Siebert moves to third. Alves moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton is walked intentionally. John Wyatt now pitching. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Rocky Colavito. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. Siebert scores. Alves moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Dalton Jones pinch hits for John Wyatt. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo who is chasing the ball. Yastrzemski reaches third base with a triple. Jones scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dalton Jones now playing third base. Lee Stang now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Salmon strikes out. One out. Lee May pinch hits for Gus Gill. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Larry Brown. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.